Now, some preacher is going to point this out and say that he didn't get his second head gone or something of the sort and return your fee. Well, if you've done a certainty assessment on him before the processing and a certainty assessment afterwards, all you'll have to do is show him the two, and it will even come up to him that he sure has been helped. This is obvious to him. I don't mean to peel off that particular clause of the Scientologist code. It's just the fact is you are helping them. And this has never happened before in healing. So we're in a brand new field, aren't we? We can tell somebody that we can help him. We can have some fair idea of doing so. But we can also say to him, we are not permitted to assist somebody or promise assistance to somebody that we know we can't help. I mean, that's that. Now, the auditor's code has now been supplemented to that degree. And the auditor's code today consists of these particular parts: evaluation and invalidation are definitely out. Definitely out. But new things have occurred which make it necessary to write, if anything, a little stiffer auditor's code. And that would include this. We do not get angry at a preclear. We do not leave the auditing room because of the turn of temper of the preclear. We do not promise punishment to the preclear unless he complies. You'd say, for heaven's sakes, why do we put these in? Because every case I have audited in the last 6 months have had one of these clauses done to it, which was what hung it up. Auditor left the auditing room because the preclear would not comply. The auditor got mad at the preclear, and the auditor promised punishment to the preclear. That's two different divisions. He got angry at the preclear. Most preclears are in such shaky state that if you demonstrate rage or anger toward them in an auditing session, they become rather ill, say the least. Now, in addition to that, there are some other things that become today part of the auditor's code, because remember, this is a technical code. We don't audit people. We don't audit people after 10 o'clock at night. It's an oddity, isn't it? And yet, every spinner for 4 years who has had anything bad happen to him in auditing has been uniformly audited after 10 o'clock at night. We do not audit a preclear who is poorly fed. We feed him and then we audit him. And we give him no more auditors than is absolutely necessary by the exigencies of situation. We do not change auditors any more than we absolutely have to. Now, I can tell you the cases right here are hung up right this moment because we've had too many auditors on the case. Two is too many. It's all right, you can get away with it. Today, you can get away with almost anything